This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam has passed away this morning in Sydney at the age of 98. It's a good innings, isn't it? His wife, Margaret, who was married to for 70 years, died in 2012. But he survived by his four adult children. Now, he did start his life in Melbourne, but grew up here in Sydney on the North Shore and went to school at Knox. Whitlam was Prime Minister of Australia from 72 to 75 before being dismissed in dramatic fashion by Governor-General Sir John Kerr in 1975. And he's still the only Australian Prime Minister to have been outed in that manner. Journalist and former host of Open House here, Lee Hatcher, was there at the dismissal. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Katrina. Lovely to talk.
It's a sad day, isn't it? But I know you've been very busy all day with interviews. You probably haven't really had a moment to think about it.
No, it's a busy day. Every day is busy. But, you know, I've just had a sense, excuse me, for a long time that this day was inevitably going to arrive. Gough was 98. And not at all well for a numbers of years. But according to people close to him, would still turn up to his office a couple of days a week and do some work. But I am feeling the weight of it today at the end of such an important and significant and, of course, controversial political life in our nation's history.
Well, take us back to 1975. I mean, this was obviously a very formative time for you. Can you tell us about your memories of that day?
Well, I'd probably start in the lead-up to the day, actually. I arrived in Canberra as a green 19-year-old reporter for the Macquarie Radio Network as their bureau chief, which I still shake my head at. I arrived on Budget Day 1975, and those who know their political history will know that that was the budget that was blocked ultimately by the opposition in the Senate, and I walked into a kind of an arena of constant, rolling, cascading crisis.
It's amazing. So you really had sort of just arrived when all this unfolded.
Yeah. I arrived on day one of what became the constitutional crisis. And it just continued to escalate. There were no quiet days in Canberra. I was so shocked. I did Gough's last year and Fraser's first year, then went back numbers of years later and covered from the gallery Hawke's, Fraser's last year and Hawke's first year. And I thought, oh, there are quiet days in the gallery. I couldn't believe it because every day was this cascading crisis leading up to, of course, that memorable day. Now, Gough Whitlam, at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, had gone with his party's blessing to the Governor-General with a plan for a half-Senate election to break the constitutional crisis. And it was then that, as he arrived, Malcolm Fraser was waiting in a side room, and as the Labor Party constantly accused Sir John Kerr of doing, ambushed Gough Whitlam with a letter dismissing him, withdrawing his commission. And the place Canberra went absolutely nuts. Parliament House went nuts. I was sitting in my office preparing a report for the 2 o'clock news for the Macquarie Network on this half cent election plan. And my cadet burst into the office and bashed down the door and said, expletive deleted, Gough's sacked. And we both took off.
Wow.
And you will know, people will know the old Parliament House, know King's Hall, the big kind of stately area between the two houses of Parliament. Normally a place where you just kind of cruise through and see who's chatting to whom and pick up a bit of political gossip, all very serene. On this particular day, I'll never forget, people were running, screaming through, shouting through King's Hall. No one had ever seen it. And one of the very interesting, and the many interesting aspects of that day was this crowd of hundreds of people, Canberra people, who had spontaneously arrived at Parliament House. Now, they were there for the famous speech that Gough Whitlam gave, but no one knew that was, you know, by about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no one knew that was going to happen. They just came as a very political town. It's a very Labor town. And people just had to be there for the action.
Yeah.
Now, usually the Governor-General's private secretary came to the front steps of Parliament House when an election was called, announcing the proclamation of the dissolution of Parliament. It's a formal thing to be done. And, you know, there were two men and their dog usually would attend that kind of ceremony. On this day, David Smith, the Governor-General's official secretary, arrived for the proclamation to be read with this seething crowd of hundreds of people furious that Gough Whitlam had been sacked and was absolutely drowned out. The proclamation ended with the words from the Governor-General, "God save the Queen." And then Gough grabbed the microphone and began his now famous speech with those words.
Yes.
"Well, may we say God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor-General." And the crowd went nuts. It's an amazing moment.
Oh, it was amazing. You were standing right next to him, less than a metre away for that.
Yes, Katrina, it's my only claim to fame. I'm in one of the very famous photos.
Yeah.
No one ever recognises me because I was so young. I was 20 years old by then. I'd grown a beard because I felt I needed to look older than I was in reality. So, yeah,
yes.
there's this very famous photo.
Well,
where it's David Smith, Gough Whitlam and me with the beard with the radio mic.
That's right. We can see that photo on our Facebook page. I've put that up and we can see Lee's fluffy beard. It's struggling a little bit, that beard, isn't it?
That's very 70s, Katrina.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, we can't remember Gough purely for the dismissal. So what did he actually achieve? Just really briefly, what did he achieve in government, Lee?
Oh, it's hard to be brief about it. There was this pent-up demand for change within the Labor Party, and it became known as the program. So Gough brought this comprehensive program of policy to the 1972 election and swept out decades of conservative rule all through the Menzies, the Gorton and the McMahon era, brought in free university fees, ended conscription to Vietnam, enormous strides in foreign policy, recognised China, we were the first to do that, called a Royal Commission on Aboriginal Land Rights. Even that's when we got Advance Australia Fair as our national anthem that replaced God Save the Queen. You know, you could go on for half an hour.
It's a lot of social reforms in a very short time. Because
yes,
he brought in Medicare too, didn't he?
Absolutely. Medibank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also what I say is that he had an enormous influence on the politics of Australia as well. Lessons learnt through the rolling chaos that the Whitlam government became, culminating in the discipline, in the dismissal. There was a greater sense of discipline, certainly within the Labor Party and in conservative ranks from then on. In fact, Troy Bramston, the Australian columnist, wrote a book on the Whitlam era's trail of influence on politics to today. No one ever wanted to revisit the hard lessons of chaos and ultimately the dismissal of the Whitlam government. There was a great sense of discipline and the need for decent economic management. It was a very, very great series of lessons for many politicians of both sides after that.
I'm speaking with Lee Hatcher, who was there at the dismissal in 1975. Just finally, Lee, as someone who did get up close to him, what were your impressions of the man personally?
Well, there was a book written called A Certain Grandeur about Gough Whitlam. Now, this is a personal comment, and I hasten to say, not a political comment.
Mm.
But the man was physically large, and absolutely commanded attention wherever he was. He had if ever there was presence, if ever there was gravitas, and not only through good, but also through controversy as well. There was no way that you'd miss him.
Mm.
He was an enormously the intellect and the capacity of the man was legendary, as was his legendary temper inside and outside cabinet. There was no one like Gough Whitlam, and I think he's remembered to this day. The media's gone nuts with this today, which I'm not at all surprised about. He had an enormous influence on that period, though he was in for just 3 years. Addition to that, he's always been considered the great Labor martyr who was dismissed, but many on the conservative side of policy would say that was thoroughly deserved because of the chaos that the Whitlam government ended in. But there's no doubting the impact and the stature of Gough Whitlam on Australian politics.
Well, thank you, Lee, for sharing some of your insights with us today.
Pleasure, Katrina. Yeah. Lovely to talk.
Yeah, always. Lovely to reflect over it. It's journalist Lee Hatcher, who was there on the steps of Parliament House during Gough Whitlam's dismissal in 1975. Gough Whitlam passed away this morning at the age of 98.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.